Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Mei Ram Gold Aryan. Here Maseches Menachos Daf Samach Beis, the fifth parak called Menachos Baus Matzah. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. A brisa discussing the tenufa of the shtei alechem and the kivsi atzeres notes that the pasuk says vehini pakohen osam alechem bikurim, and the kohen shall wave them, meaning the lambs, upon the first offering breads, implying the kvasim are on top. But then it says al shnei kvasim upon the two lambs, implying the lambs are underneath. Since the correct procedure cannot be determined from the pasuk, we reason, just as we find every other place that the bread is on top, here too, the bread is on top. Rapap explains that we find the bread was placed on top b'miluim during the Mishkan's inauguration. Three more opinions are cited. Number two, Rabbi Yossi ben Hamshua says the kvasim are on top, and the phrase al shnei kvasim excludes the other seven lambs, which are olos from tenufa. Number three, Chanin ben Chachinai says the lechem is placed ben yirkusen, between the thighs of the kvasim, and are waved together, thereby fulfilling both psukim. And number four, Rabbi objects that they do not do this before milk basar adam. Can they do this before the milk malchi amlachim? Rather, meniach zebet sadzeh umeniv. He places one beside the other and waves, meaning he interprets all as besamach, near. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan explains the symbolism of waving in all directions. Molochem mevi lomisha rucha shalo. He brings them outwards and inwards for the sake of one who the four directions of the world are his. Malo morid lomisha hashamayim v'haaretz shalo, and raises and lowers them for the sake of the one who heaven and earth are his. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina explains, Molochem mevi kedei latzor ruchos ros. He brings them outwards and inwards to stop harmful winds from all four directions. Mala mori kedei latzor t'loim roim. He raises and lowers them to stop harmful dews from descending from above. Rabbi Yossi bar Rav Avin observed, Zosamirs shiarim mitzvah ma'akmin as a puranos. This demonstrates that even residual parts of mitzvahs can prevent punishment, because tenufa is shiarim mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv, yet it prevents harmful winds and dews. Rabbi says the lulav is waved similarly. Rav Akiva Yaakov would bring it outwards and inwards and say, Gira ba'enai desitna, an arrow in the eye of the satan. However, this is not advisable because the satan may incite him to sin. And point number three, Rebbe says that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor, the communal Shalamim offerings, meaning the Kivsei Atzeres, require a second waving after Shechita, Utunuvasan Kamoshehen, and their waving is done as they are, meaning the entire lambs are waved whole. But the Chachamim say, Bechaz HaBashok, the waving is only done with the breast and thigh portions. This Malchokas is explained in three ways. Number one, the Rabban hold Domina Umina, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Just as the post-Shechita Tenufa is derived from a private Shlamim, the Tenufa is also similarly done only with the Chaz HaBashok. Rebbe holds Domina V'ukiba Asra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. So we derive the manner of Tenufa from the pre-Shechita Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres, so they are waved whole. Number two, Altanaim hold Domina Umina. But Rebbe holds that just as a private Shlamim's waving is the Kohanim's entire portion, meaning the Chaz HaBashok, here too the Tenufa is the Kohanim's entire portion, meaning here the whole lamb. And number three, Altanaim hold Domina V'uki Basra, but the Rabban Darshan Shalmehen, written by a private Shlamim, to include the Shalmei Tzibur. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa discussing the Tenufa of the Shtei Alechem, and the Kivsei Atzeres notes that the pasuk says, Veheni fa'kohen osam alechem ha'bikurim, and the kohen shall wave them, meaning the lambs, upon the first offering breads, implying the kvasim are on top. But then it says, al shnei kvasim, upon the two lambs, implying the lambs are underneath. Since the correct procedure cannot be determined from the pasuk, we reason, just as we find every other place that the bread is on top, here too, the bread is on top. Rapap explains that we find the bread was placed on top b'miluim during the Mishkan's inauguration. Three more opinions are cited. Number two, Rabbi Yossi ben Hamshua says the kvasim are on top, and the phrase al shnei kvasim excludes the other seven lambs, which are olos from tenufa. Number three, Chanin ben Chachinai says the lechem is placed ben yirkusen, between the thighs of the kvasim, and are waved together, thereby fulfilling both psukim. And number four, Rabbi objects that they do not do this before milk basar adam. Can they do this before the milk malchi amlachim? Rather, meniach zebet sadzeh umeniv. He places one beside the other and waves, meaning he interprets all as besamach, near. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan explains the symbolism of waving in all directions. Molochem mevi lomisha rucha shalo. He brings them outwards and inwards for the sake of one who the four directions of the world are his. Malo morid lomisha hashamayim v'haaretz shalo, and raises and lowers them for the sake of the one who heaven and earth are his. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina explains, Molchem mevi kedilatzu aruchos raos. He brings them outwards and inwards to stop harmful winds from all four directions. Mala amori kedilatzu t'loim roim. He raises and lowers them to stop harmful dews from descending from above. Rav Yossi bar Rav Avin observed, Zosamir shiari mitzvah ma'akmin as a puranos. This demonstrates that even residual parts of mitzvahs can prevent punishment because tenufa is shiari mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv, yet it prevents harmful winds and dews. Rabba says the lulav is waved similarly. Rav Akiva Yaakov would bring it outwards and inwards and say, Gira ba'enai desitna, an arrow in the eye of the satan. However, this is not advisable because the satan may incite him to sin. And point number three, Rebbe says that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor, the communal Shalamim offerings, meaning the Kipsei Atzeres, require a second waving after Shechita, Utunuvasan Kamoshehen, and their waving is done as they are, meaning the entire lambs are waved whole. But the Chachamim say, because of Ashok, the waving is only done with the breast and thigh portions. This Malchokas is explained in three ways. Number one, the Rabban hold Domina Umina, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Just as the post-Shechita Tenufa is derived from a private Shlamim, the Tenufa is also similarly done only with the Chaz of Ashok. Rebbe holds Domina V'ukiba Asra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. So we derive the manner of Tenufa from the pre-Shechita Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres, so they are waved whole. Number two, Altanaim hold Domina Umina. But Rebbe holds that just as a private Shlamim's waving is the Kohanim's entire portion, meaning the Chaz of Ashok, here too the Tenufa is the Kohanim's entire portion, meaning here the whole lamb. And number three, Altanaim hold Domina V'uki Basra, but the Rabban Darshan Shalmehen written by a private Shlamim to include the Shalmei Tzibur. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. A submarine, so here goes. The submarine captain searching for Tenufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tenufa using the periscope, was shocked when he spotted a Kohen on the island doing a second Tenufa after the Shechita using just the Chaz of Ashok. Once again, slow motion. The submarine captain, submarine? That must be more on Daf. Samach Beis. The submarine captain searching for Tenufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, which reminds us, a Braisa discussing the Tenufa of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres notes that the Pasuk says, Veheni fakon osam alechem habikurim, and the Kohen shall wave them, the lambs, upon the first offering breads, implying the Kvasim are on top, but then it says, Al shnei Kvasim, upon the two lambs, implying the lambs are underneath. Since the correct procedure cannot be determined from the pasuk, we reason, Mamatzin bakomakam lechem lamala, just as we find every other place that the bread is on top, here too, the bread is on top. Rav Papa explains that we find the bread was placed on top, b'miluim, during the Mishkan's inauguration. Three more opinions are cited. So the submarine captain searching for Tenufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tenufa using the periscope, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the symbolism of Tenufa in all directions. So the submarine captain searching for Tenufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tenufa using the periscope, was shocked when he spotted a Kohen on the island doing a second Tenufa after the Shechita using just the Chaz of Ashok, which reminds us, Rebbe says, that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the communal Shalmim offerings, meaning the Kivsei Atzeres, require a second waving after Shechita, Utunufasan Kamoshehen, and the waving is done as they are, meaning the entire lambs are waved whole. But the Chachamim say, because of Ashok, the waving is only done with the breast and thigh portions. This Malchokas is explained in three ways. So once again, the submarine captain searching for Tenufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tenufa using the periscope, was shocked when he spotted a Kohen on the island doing a second Tenufa after the Shechita using just the Chaz of Ashok. All right, so now it's time for four Boabach Hazara, Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. At the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun ches. At the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asks, Hamal Mabasar Chatas Ha'uf Agabi HaMizbech. If one offered up the meat of a bird chatas onto the Mizbech, is one chayiv? Do we say the Torah only prohibited offering koshim mimenu le'ishim? Any offering from which part of it was already given to the Mizbeach fires, by but there's nothing from this Chatas Ha'of which is given to the fires, so the prohibition would not apply to it, or does the prohibition include Kosher Shmo Carbon, anything entitled an offering, by Nami Shmo Carbon, and this Chatas Ha'of is also entitled an offering. So, at the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than a kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktara pakos makazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses kul amiksasus hugabri the issur of burning leaven on the Mizbech, and brings the malchokas of ein haktara pakos makazayas. So, at the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktar b'chosa mekazayas, while his assistant spilled a sticky mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, and the nearby basin debated whether he deserved four sets of lashes, two or none, because the prohibition is a lav shebaklalos. Which reminds us, Amraim discuss Hamal Masor Udvash Al Gabi Mizbech. If one offers up a mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, Rava says he incurs four sets of malkas for offering Seor, for offering Dvash, for offering a Ruvi Seor, leaven mixtures, and for offering a Ruvi Dvash, honey mixtures, since they were mixed into each other. Abaye says, Ein Lokin Olav Shabbat Kolos. One does not incur malkas for violating a general prohibition. Two interpretations are given as to what Abaye is saying, with his chayv two malkas, or maybe not even one. Daf Nun Tes, so the Siman Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. As the knights in shining armor, knights in shining armor, that must more on Daf Nun Tes. As the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with shemen and lavona on them at mincha target, which reminds us, Gemara discusses which menachos require shemen and lavona, which require just shemen or lavona, and which require neither. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with shemen and lavona on them at mincha targets, the knight who threw lavona at a mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the mincha target, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one is chai for adding oil to a mincha by itself and liable for adding lavona by itself. Nasan al ha-shemen psala, if he put oil onto a mincha's chota, he disqualifies it, but if he put it on lavona, yilkatena, he collects the lavona and the mincha is valid. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with shemen and lavona on them at mincha targets, the knight who threw lavona at a mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the mincha's target, even though his aim was so good that he managed to get a full kazayas of lavona onto a mashu mincha target, which reminds us, Gemara discusses minimum shiurim for invalidating a mincha through adding shemen or lavona. Daf Samach, so the siman Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Kohani bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach who walked along the path, a smiley face stickers, that must more on Daf Samach. The Kohani bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach who walked along the path of a smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists all the offerings which require Hagasha, but not Tanufa, which are 10 types of Menachos, the same as the 10 listed on the previous Daf, except that the last Minchas is a Minchas Chota instead of the Minchas HaOmer. Rav Shimon disputes two of the menachos listed by the Tanakhama, arguing that a minchas kohanim and a minchas kohen mashiach do not require hagasha because those menachos do not require any kamitzas since they are entirely burned on the mizbeach. But kosha ein behen kamitza, ein behen hagasha. And any menachos which do not require kamitza do not require bringing near. So the Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of a smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing a Minchas Omer, which required Hagasha based on its Hadashava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon argues that a Minchas Omer cannot be derived from its Hadashava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, Shekem Mitzuyim, because they're frequent, since they can be brought as often as necessary, even 100 times a year, whereas the Minchas HaOmer is only once a year. Rav Yehuda responded, Adar Rabba, Hamatzuya Tvei. On the contrary, a Minchas HaOmer is more frequent. At times, those menachos referring to the Minchas Chota, Minchas Sota, are not brought at all. So, the Kohanim bring a Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing the Minchas a Omer, which required Hagasha based on a Tzad Shava between Minchas Chote and Minchas Sota, who turned away a Kohen who attempted to bring a Minchas Nadava from barley, which reminds us a Minchas Nadava cannot be brought from barley. Daf Samach Aleph, so the Simur Daf Samach Aleph is a saw. So here goes. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with a kohen. A goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tanufa, and the kohen will do it alone. Once again, slow motion. While the man put down the saw, that must be on daf samach aleph. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the offerings which require tanufa but not hagasha, the log shemen of a matzora and his asham, bikurim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the emurim and chaz of a shuk of a private shlamim, and the shtei alechem of the shnei kvasim of Shavuos. So, while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with the kohen, which reminds us, the mission stated that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that bikurim require tanufa. He derives this from the pasuk v'lakach hakohen hatanim yadecho, and the kohen shall take the basket of bikurim from your hand, and darshan's the gezer shava yad yad from shlamim to require tanufa by bikurim. The Bryce explains how the Kohen and the owner wave it together. The Kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and waves it together with him. So while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with the kohen, a goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tanufa, and the kohen will do it alone. Which reminds us, we learned that tanufa of karbanos of idolaters and women is performed alone by the kohen. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do Malkoch is about matamum bebalmum? That's on daf nunvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of one who offers carbon meat or shiraim of a mincha on the kevesh of the mizbeach? That's on daf nun zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf brings the Malkoch is how the post-shchita tenufa of the kivsei atzeres and shtei alechem is performed? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do Malkoch is if ein haktara pachos makazayas? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that even the shiraim of a mincha, which are eaten by kohanim, cannot be made chametz? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf discusses the symbolism of tanufa in all directions? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that adding shemen disqualifies a minchas chota or minchas kanos, but adding lavona does not? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf lists the offerings which require tanufa but not hagasha, one of them being the chaz of a shuk of a private shlamim? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have four opinions regarding letting blood of a bechor animal to heal it? That's on daf Nun Vav. Great. And number 10. Which daf brings four opinions as to the positions of the shtei alechem and the kivsei atzeres during tanufa? That's on daf Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.